And somebody actually texted in on our text line again, 603-356-9145, talking about those testings. If they go for a test and they actually come back negative, does that person, that person can still get the virus, right? There's still a possibility of them becoming positive.
Yes. And this gets into some of the, I think, probably some of the challenging stuff to understand in testing itself. But depending on when a person is exposed, again, if they're getting tested, they're symptomatic. So generally, symptomatic people are going to be shedding virus. But we know from the data that the tests aren't 100% sensitive, meaning that for every test performed and for every positive patient, you're not getting perfect results. That's true of any medical test, and it's typically true of any test that's testing for viral or infectious agents. You know, you like to have a sensitivity that's as high as you can. So the challenge is, A, you get tested once, and maybe you're sick from something, and then a couple weeks from now, you could still get, of course, become ill with COVID-19 illness. But the test itself is not conclusive in that it doesn't prove you do not have the virus. So early on, the guidance was, and you probably remember when this was starting to spread in Europe, and there were a whole bunch of people coming back to the country from very high-risk areas like Italy and France who tested negative. The guidance was that they still quarantined for 14 days despite a negative test.
Right.
And that's still the recommendation.
And there's one more text that actually just came in on that. I guess when you're talking about symptoms, because you're talking about people that may be asymptomatic or maybe have some of the symptoms but not all. As you know, we're entering spring allergy season. It's kind of already here. Is there any telltale symptoms that really kind of weigh in that direction of maybe possibly being the coronavirus? That's what somebody was texting in just now.
Yeah, I mean, and I mentioned earlier the challenging part is a lot of these can be very similar. Certainly, you know, looking for an illness, the things that might steer you more in the direction are specifically fever. You know, coronavirus symptoms does include runny nose and cough, which we know people with seasonal allergies often have a runny nose, but they won't typically have a fever. You know, the interesting part about the data is that we're seeing in our country is about 45% of people who are testing positive at the time of test did not have fever. So it does, again, it makes this very challenging to decipher.
Okay. I've got another question here. What can we expect to see in the next few weeks with the spread of the virus? We've heard a lot on the news, so we're getting down to a North Conway, you know, Mount Washington Valley question here. What can we expect to see here in the Mount Washington Valley over the next few weeks as they talk about spikes in numbers?
Okay, so I want to be somewhat careful about how we answer this question because it's a bit loaded.
Okay.
And the reason why is I don't think anybody absolutely knows. And you have projections from potentially not that our hospital will not be really busy, but will be busy. And then you can see projections that show across the country, but don't necessarily show specific places, that we're on par with Italy. And so this is a really tough one. So what I can tell the person that answered that question, and I go home, my wife and I talk about it, and we watch the news, and I try to read the CDC websites and other reputable sites and listen to the great physicians and other providers that we have in the country that are trying to give us guidance and doing their best with, remember, novel virus, a new virus. And this bad boy is a sneaky one, right? Because just what Matt talked about. So what I want our listeners to know is, first, it's difficult to absolutely tell. I think our hospital is going to be, if you're asking me, I think we're going to be quite busy. But what I can tell our community is, some of you may know I'm a military guy. I've been trained a certain way. And the way I have been trained is to plan for worst-case scenario and be measured with that, which is what we're doing. But we are being very deliberate in planning for that we could have a very difficult scenario in the next couple of weeks. And so we are doing everything with the resources that we have with our community, being a hospital part of Maine Health, which has been outstanding, the breadth and depth of being part of a large system from a president that came from an independent hospital. I can't say enough about how much help they have been in getting us ready for this. And then also the state of New Hampshire and what they have done and the guidance they've provided. We are using every resource in our power to be ready to expand our bed capacity and to take care of our community and our visitors if they need to come here because of COVID-19.
And then a bunch of people have texted in and kind of, I guess, I'll put a period on that. And then we can, of course, we'll take a quick news break and we'll be back with more. And people continue to text in 603-356-9145. We'll get through as many as we can. You can also email us at news@wmwv.com. But after they're hearing what you're saying here, can you answer the question of how many confirmed cases there have been in the Valley?
Sure. In Carroll County?
Yeah, some people said the Carroll County. Some people are saying Mount Washington Valley. Any kind
sure.
of confirmed, some solid number, just so we have an idea.
Sure, we're breaking it down by county. So Carroll County has had 7.
Okay.
And as of last night, 108 tested positive in our state.
Wow, okay.
All right, excellent. Why don't we take a quick short news break, and then we'll be back with more?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break here. Again, we're talking with Art Matheson, the president of Memorial Hospital, and Dr. Matthew Dunn, the chief medical officer here on Drive Time on WMWV. And we'll come back with some more questions for them in just a moment.